Lunch with Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
Another big day for Jason Roeder this morning as sentencing proceedings resumed in the Western Cape High Court. Just a reminder that it was in last November that Roeder was found guilty of killing his wife Susan Roeder at the Spear Wine Estate in July 2016. In her judgment, Judge Gayat Salihlope ruled that Roeder had struggled with his narrative of how his wife died for the simple reason that it wasn't true. She convicted him both of murder and of obstructing the ends of justice, finding that he had attempted to stage his wife's suicide to cover up the crime. Now, on the line with me from the Western Cape High Court is our Eyewitness News reporter, Sharmila Fisher, who has been covering this case since day one. Sharmila, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa.
Just as a refresher, the last time there was an attempt to begin sentencing proceedings, Roeder's daughter, Catherine, his eldest daughter, was set to testify in mitigation of sentence and then changed her mind just minutes in. Has she had any change of heart? Was there any sign of her this morning?
That is correct, Pippa. The last time she really wanted to come to court to testify, but to tell the court about their father and her and her sibling father and how much they need him and how much they really want the court to be lenient when handing him a sentence because they really need him as they've lost their mother. On that day last year in December, the defense brought an application asking for her testimony not to be broadcast. And the court ruled against this, saying that while it will allow for her face or her image not to be broadcast on camera, it would be allowing the media to record her voice while giving testimony and for that to be broadcast. And the matter stood down for a brief period, and it was then decided that she was reluctant to testify and to go ahead with the testimony. And at that point, it was said that if she changed her mind, she could come back and testify today. Today, the defense for Jason Roeder said that Catherine has indicated that she's too intimidated by the prospect of being broadcast live, and therefore she's opted not to go through with it.
Okay. We did, however, hear from Jason Roeder's mother, Brenda, as well as from two friends of the family, Craig Fleischer and David Livingston. Let's start with the friends. Sharmila, I assume painting a picture of a man that they knew and loved and trusted. What else did they have to say?
It was an absolute, it was their testimonies. Both Mr. Livingston didn't know Jason Roeder for as long as Mr. Fleischer did, as Craig Fleischer did. Mr. Livingston said that he met Jason Roeder in 2015 because their daughters attended the same school, where, as Craig Fleischer says, that he has known him for more than 20 years and he considers him to be one of his best mates, saying that both of them were saying that he was an upstanding man, was well-respected, well-loved, trusted. He was a loyal friend, and basically calling on the court just to be lenient, if not for anyone else's sake, but for the sake of his three daughters, saying that they really need their father. And the ending statements were calling on the court just to do the right thing and hand down a fair and a right sentence for murder, taking into consideration all these aspects.
Now, that was a message that was then reinforced by Jason Roeder's mother, Brenda, who took the stand. Sharmila, also pleading with the court to please think of the three children who need their father's support. What else did she add to the picture?
She basically said that he would play an integral part in their business as well. They have a real estate business. Besides his commitments to Liu Geff and Sotheby's, he was the business mind of the real estate business, and the business has not been the same without him as well. Also, continuing with the same sentiments, sharing the same sentiments as her son's two friends, saying that they never saw him get angry. He was not the aggressive type, but he was quite mild-mannered. And if he ever did become upset, he would rather walk away and be quiet instead of arguing. He was never argumentative. And that's what she said, saying that his children really need him. His twin daughters matriculated last year, and they are currently first-year students at Stellenbosch University, and adding that his eldest daughter dropped out of university last year because of the pressures of the case, emphasizing, therefore, that his children really need him in this difficult period.
Now, Sharmila, so far we've only heard evidence in mitigation of sentencing, not aggravation. I understand, though, that proceedings have been postponed until Wednesday, chiefly at the request of the defence. I gather some kind of technological hiccup affecting lawyer Graham van der Spay.
That is correct. And he has asked for postponement, and the state has agreed to do so. Aggravation, ultimate aggravation of sentence has already been delivered. So what's going to happen on Wednesday is that both the state and defense will be delivering their closing arguments, and then the matter will be set down for a date where Jason Ritter will be sentenced.
Sharmila Fisher of the Eyewitness News team, thank you so much for that update from the Western Cape High Court.